Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back, 7 till. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take our poll question. We ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think. It's right there on the homepage. Bob McTeer is our guest, Dr. Robert McTeer. BobMcTeer.com is the website, right, Bob?
Yep.
They can find your blog there, too, can't they?
Right.
And all the things he does there. Bob does a lot of speaking around the country, around the world. And if you get a chance, ever get a chance to hear Bob, you're going to want to do that. He's outstanding on the at the podium. Bob, and by the way, folks, he's a distinguished fellow with National Center for Policy Analysis. That's ncpa.org, right, Bob?
Right.
And it's an outstanding think tank. By the way, just had your chairman, Pete DuPont, on last week.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Pete's good guy.
He's a great American. Bob, here's something I'm starting to be concerned about for Main Street small businesses. We have no pricing power. The reports that I cover, the surveys that I cover every month from organizations like Tatum and the NFIB continue to indicate that more small business owners are discounting price than are raising prices. So the mean is that small businesses have no pricing power, basically. But yet our goods and services are going up. We're paying more for goods and services, for example, especially anything connected to petroleum these days. Food prices are going up, et cetera, et cetera. I'm concerned that this is another new squeeze that's about to be put on, that's being put on small business owners. What do you think about that? Am I seeing this correctly?
I think, well, you're obviously right about your facts. When you say a squeeze that's being put on them, I don't think anybody's deliberately doing it. But right now, the real big businesses in the country that have large overseas operations have the advantage of being able to generate profits in other parts of the world.
And hedge.
Whereas most small businesses are sort of landlocked here.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, things are not ideal for them. Things are much better for the very large, normally.
But, you know, if you listen, I don't know if you heard the president's speech last night. But he mentioned small business one time, as I remember, acted as if we were doing just fine. He had, you know, rave reviews for Wall Street, but Main Street pretty much got the back of his hand last night.
Well, the big thing last night was Paul Ryan's response.
Right.
Wasn't that one of the best speeches you've ever heard?
Exactly.
I mean, it was just wonderful.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Rising star. Right. I hope he can do what he would like to do.
Well, he said in 10 minutes he addressed in 10 minutes the really essence of what we need to be working on, whereas the president took an hour to basically do a lot of cheerleading and mention a few. I mean, it was not Mr. Obama is a great orator. He's a highly intelligent individual. He's capable of great speeches. That wasn't one of his good ones.
That's right. Well, states of the union rarely are.
They're often painful, and this one was very painful. But back
they're
back
painfully
to
long. Too.
Yeah, exactly. But back to my point about the squeeze and being put on them was an unfortunate turn of phrase. What I meant was they are being squeezed by this, and so even though inflation is not really being measured in America all that much right now, I think there's a phantom inflation impact going on right now for small businesses on Main Street.
Yeah.
And I don't hear anybody else talking about that, Bob.
Yeah. The official statistics, you know, they divide between the overall and the core. And in the core, they leave out food and energy because traditionally those are volatile. And food and energy right now is where you're getting most of your inflationary pressure. The measures of inflation that exclude food and energy are at all-time lows.
Yeah. But, Bob, if my employees are having to pay more for gas and food, then I'm feeling more pressure to give them a raise to help them out. And that's a cost I can't pass on.
Yeah. Your employees, though, are getting their electronics cheaper and and things like that. There are things that go down in price.
But they're only buying those once a year.
Automobiles are better. Televisions are better and cheaper. iPods, iPads, all these little wonderful toys that we have now.
But that's macro. That's macroeconomics, and as you know, Main Street is micro.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
but the
seriously,
highway connects a lot.
My point is I buy electronics once or twice a year. I buy food every week.
And
so that's what I'm concerned.
Yeah,
about.
I don't have a solution for you right now.
Yeah,
it's a rough patch, and we just hunker down.
Well, that's what small business owners do.
You said
best.
I speak all over the world. I'm speaking all over the world now for less than I was a year ago.
Exactly. We all are, aren't we?
I don't like that either.
Thanks for being here. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. A great American. I'll see you later. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.